You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 92, when shit hits the fan. Or another way to say it would be when life feels really hard. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey friends, I actually was not going to record a podcast for this week. My plan was to have the best of Wisdom with Trish episodes play, and I still may do that to give my brain a little bit of a break. But today, I found myself hiding from you all. And after some wise words from my coach, because I didn't like how that felt, I'm just jumping on and I'm just going to share some thoughts and a little bit about what's happened in my life for the last month. Because I just think that being a human can be hard, and maybe what I tell you today will feel relatable and can help you, but maybe not. We'll see. But you're like thinking, Trish, what do you mean you're hiding from us? Well, a month ago, literally a month ago today, today's December 1st, on November 1st, my world kind of fell apart, and I'm not going to share all the details of everything that happened or all of the pieces, because I do want my family to feel like they have privacy. But basically, I learned that our business was not going to be able to stay open, and that my husband, in his desire to keep the business afloat, had used our entire savings that we were living on to try to keep the business alive, and without my knowledge. And so, and I knew that we were going to have to close the doors. And something happens in your world where, in my husband's desire to keep, not worry me, it felt like a break of trust and a misuse of our family's income. I felt like that is something I should have been able to make a decision with him, and he did that on his own. And then knowing that we have no money, no income, no, we don't have any income because we had to close our business and we have no savings. And so my life in one day went from feeling like I knew that our business was needing the pandemic after effects to end, but I didn't know to the degree in which the business was suffering. So it's been a hard, hard month for me. My husband and I have had to work through things, and it's not easy to close a business. It's not easy to manage all of that. And there's lots of pieces of it that are so out of my control that I'm not going to share here. But it's just to the point where, 5 years ago, if you would have said, Trisha, in 5 years, you'll have closed a business, you won't have any more savings in retirement, and you and your husband are going to be starting from scratch, I very much would have thought, you're crazy. We have this great job, and we have, we started saving for retirement in our 20s, and
It just would have seemed so crazy to me. But then here I am, and here we are. So when I tell you that I'm hiding from you, part of that is because we now are having we get our groceries from the storehouse. And as grateful I am for that, it doesn't really align with my plant-based eating, which that doesn't really make sense in my mind. I feel like those of us who eat plants, we do it out of the love for the word of wisdom. And the Bishop's Storehouse isn't really aligned with whole food plant-based eating like you'd think it would be. And so there's a lot of meat and dairy in my house. And my family is in crisis mode. We're all in therapy. And when your foundation is rocked, trauma takes place. And so I'm navigating this world of thinking your world is one way, but it's another. And then having to now wrap my mind around when you eat it from the Bishop's Storehouse, they have four fruits available for you. Well, really three fruits, bananas, apples, and oranges. And then very few vegetables. They're basically potatoes, onions, and iceberg lettuce. And so with that, I'm trying to figure out what does my world look like right now? Because we literally don't even go to the grocery store to purchase food. And we will eventually, you know, we will get some assistance from the state. We're working on that. But, you know, my life's crazy, y'all. It's just crazy. And I'm telling you, my listeners, because I just think if you're one of I have about 200 women that listen to the podcast. And if you're one of them, then you're part of my intimate world where you knew that our heart had been so hoping that my husband's dream of having a restaurant was going to work out. And we just really had horrible timing with the pandemic. And then my husband learned that he's not a business owner, that maybe is not his strength. And that's okay too. So we're just all working and trying to move forward and figure out what life looks like for us now. And my husband's looking for a job. And you're all like, Patricia, you have your coaching practice. I do have my coaching practice, but I have a baby, brand new coaching practice. And I'm so thrilled that I get to have that and I get to have this platform and I get to help women. But right now my business very much looks like it pays for itself. It pays for my assistant. It pays for my website, which is wonderful. A lot of businesses, when they start up, you're feeding the business. And I don't have to do that. But it's not in a place where it's going to be feeding my family. And one day it will. But it's not there yet. So here I am. I don't know if you've noticed, but for a month, I haven't really posted anything that I eat. Because part of what happened is my husband also, I learned he had been having his own, he was spending on the side and going out to fast food a lot. And he came to me and said, I just feel like I couldn't tell you this because I know that you care about eating this other way and I didn't want to eat that way. So he just was eating a lot of fast food. And so I'm processing that because I knew that he wasn't eating all the things I eat, but I didn't know what he was doing. I thought maybe he was just eating at the restaurant, but he hasn't felt comfortable eating in our home for a long time. So I'm processing that, y'all. And maybe you have felt that in your plant-based journey, or if just even when you're trying to eat more healthy and the people around you don't want to. And so something that's been really helpful for my family right now is we've been eating our old traditional meals that we would eat before going plant-based. And it's actually been very healing and helpful to have traditional family dinners around the dinner table. Because what I had done in my home is I had started to just, and I've talked about here, I would just make food and anybody who wanted to eat it would eat it. And people who didn't. And if they wanted to make something themselves, they could. But if I'm being completely honest, that had really messed with our family dinner time. And I could make excuses about that because I felt like, well, we have busy evenings anyways. So with baseball and football and all the things, but we really were lacking in family dinners. And I had just become okay with that. But as we are going through a crisis and trying to rebuild our lives, this has been really good for my family to be eating the meals that they were very accustomed to. And it's interesting, though, because my youngest, he doesn't really remember those meals. And he actually likes eating plant-based more than my other kids. So it's just it's an interesting dynamic where I'm trying to meet a lot of needs. And one of the needs is me managing my brain enough to want to, there's a degree of forgiving my husband. I would believe if I would have looking at everything that we should have closed the restaurant a year ago. And so we could have still had resources for our family to move on to the second step. And to a degree, I felt like he took that from me. Well, he did. He took that from me. And in his need to protect me, it didn't really protect anybody. So, you know, we're all working through that. And that feels private to tell you all, but I just want you to know where I'm at. And I'm a little bit in the fire. So I don't tend to love to coach and help others in this situation when I'm in the fire. Like, I'm going to come out of the fire, y'all, and you're going to smell smoke on me, and I'm going to rise from this tough situation we're in. But that will come. But for now, I'm fighting the fire. And for me right now, fighting the fire means, you know, and this happens to other. This is like food scarcity is a real thing that maybe my privilege never helped me see. But when I get on Instagram and I'm showing you all of the wonderful food I eat, how many times have you looked at that and thought, Trish, how do you afford that food? I'm so happy for you that you can buy all the fruits and vegetables, but for our family, that's not feasible. So that's real. And I'm seeing that today. Like, oh, sometimes what I thought was possible for everyone is not. And then what does it look like to survive a challenging time? Food can be comfort. Food can be a source of gathering for your family. That's what it's becoming for us. Food can be love. So right now, food is a lot more complicated than for me than just plants and my decision to just want to eat plants. So I am eating meat and I'm eating some dairy and I'm taking space to be in the place of gratitude about that, that the church has a program that when your family struggles, that they offer that blessing to you. I think of the families who don't have the ability to tap into church resources and don't know about that. And there are programs that the state has, but sometimes those things take a long time to get moving and to have those things. And, you know, the minute I said something to our bishop, he had the food order started and he was there to help. And I just have so much gratitude for those programs in our faith. It's just such a blessing. And I don't believe God is upset with me that I'm eating meat right now because it's literally our time of famine. And that's what the book or the Doctrine and Covenants talks about in section 89 is, you know, it pleases him for us not to partake and unless it's a time of famine. And for our family right now, that's what it is. So I'm kind of in this place of, well, should I start sharing all of my yummy dishes I'm making on my Instagram with my meat and my dairy? I don't know. But I think that hiding from you all is not what I want to do. It doesn't feel genuine and it doesn't feel, I just feel like I'm a real person and I have a real life and I get to have real challenges. And the 50-50 which honestly, y'all, feels like 90-10 right now. My life feels 90% hard and 10% blessings. But I know that that's just because we're in the center of the crisis. But those are just my thoughts. Remember that. Like, because life is always 50-50. There's 50% blessings in my life right now. And it's just hard for my brain to detect those. But it will. I'll get better. This challenge will get easier. We're 1 month into the challenge, and we've taken care of a lot of hard things that we had to navigate, and we are on the path of trying to work things out and trying to find employment and do it. We're doing all the things, but we're in the middle. We're in the murky water. We're in the mess. And sometimes when you're in a mess, it's not the time to worry about to be eating perfectly. And some of you may know this, but for me, in this time where my life feels very out of control, my desire to eat my old 500 calorie diet is so strong. It's just reared its ugly head. Because why? When we cannot control anything, we want so desperately to control just something. And so for me right now, it would be, my brain would love for me to go on my 500 calorie diet and just control something. But I'm aware of it. I'm also aware my brain thinks that we should be eating plants perfectly as well, that at least we could control that. But that's not really, I mean, I could just eat potatoes every day. That's true, you all. But I'm also fighting for my family. And right now, my family needs dinner time and family togetherness around a dinner table. And for mom not to be eating something different than everyone else. I just feel that in my soul right now. And so that's what I'm doing. And isn't it interesting that here I am, I'm the coach to help you love the space you take up in the world and love the journey of finding how to love yourself and loving all the parts of you. And no matter what the challenging situation is or what life's bringing you, that is always available to us. But it's interesting how diet culture shows up even in the crisis. Diet culture shows up and says, hey, this can make you feel better. If you can just control your body, you will feel better. Don't be worrying about your family. Don't be worrying about trying to save the relationships. No. The most important thing is to control the size of your body. So I'm on to it. I see it. And I'm resisting I'm actually allowing. I'm allowing that to be here and I'm not tapping into it. I'm choosing not to act on all of those desires that are showing up for me. And it's sometimes not easy. It feels really good to our brains to control something when nothing feels controllable in your life. So yeah, guys, that's where I'm at. If you have an extra prayer to send our way, I would appreciate that. I'm so grateful for this space where I knew I could come and be honest with y'all. And I feel so much love from every listener and every message that I received that you're rooting for us and that you care about my little family. Yeah, so that's where we're at. I don't know how much I'm going to talk about this on future podcasts, but it's my life. And when I recorded the first podcast and I opened up about who I am and just started sharing with my family, sometimes my family's not going to look perfect, and sometimes it's going to be challenging, and sometimes I'm in my 50% hard, and it's right now it feels hard, but I also feel Jesus in all of it. I feel like we'll be stronger and better after this challenge, these challenging times of uncertainty. Yeah, and I could give you more details and make you understand why it's so uncertain, but I'm not going to do that today. But yeah, so when life is hard, y'all, eating perfectly is not something that God requires. That's what I'm learning. And that's not a pass so that you never have to take care of yourself or you never take care of that wonderful body God's given you. But I'm just saying that diet culture makes us think it's the most important thing. And it truly just is not. All right. Well, I hope this podcast finds you in a much better place than where I'm at. I hope that you're looking forward to a beautiful holiday season. And just be really aware that if you have hard things in your life, that it's what we signed up for. It's when we came to earth. It's something that we volunteered for and even fought for, is to come here and have these experiences. And allowing the hard and not trying to run from it, not trying to buffer from it, not trying to make it better than what it is, to just kind of allow the hard, I think is something that's beautiful and lessens the pain in the hardship. And that's what I'm trying to do. All right, friends, thanks for listening today. Thanks for being here. And I just sure do love you all. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, Nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe.
Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that.
Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So whatever, wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.